Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom. It's December 30th, 2015. It's 9:30 a.m. on the East Coast, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio. Our email, truthintheword777@gmail.com. That's truthintheword777@gmail.com. Continue on today in our study of Hebrews chapter 11, the Great Faith Hall of Fame. We read yesterday and we learned that now faith in verse 1 is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. We learned that in Hebrews 11:6 it says, "But without faith it's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he that is a rewarder of them that will seek him diligently." And the Word of God declares in Hebrews 11:3 today is where we want to concentrate today. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do not appear. By faith we understand that the worlds or the universe, everything around and about us, was formed by the Word of God. In John 4:24, we have to believe that God is. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We have to realize the Word of God says, "In the beginning, God." In the beginning, God. Amen. God created heavens and the earth. I don't believe there's any such thing as the Big Bang Theory. I don't believe that men come from monkeys. I believe that men were created in the likeness and image of an almighty God. So by faith, we believe God created everything around and about us. Romans 5:1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Being justified by faith. We believe against all odds. We never count God out. We always count him in. We stand upon the Word of God. The song says, "I stand upon the Word of God." It's the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. Simple little children's song. But it is the truth. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's Word will never, ever pass away. God created all things. The Hebrew word is bara, which means taking nothing and creating everything by his voice, by his word, by his will. He spoke into existence this earth and universe. And the Bible declares that light is still traveling today, 186,000 miles an hour, or whatever it might be, but God is still creating today. Scientists with their great telescopes have testified that there's something going on beyond us. Something more is being made. We believe that God is almighty. We believe God is omnipresent, omniscient. We believe God is the answer to all things. We believe that Jesus Christ is the one that can set us free. We believe he is the answer today. We go into all the world and preach the good news, the gospel, into every nation, every kindred, and every tongue. Amen. Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." Like I said, it's a Hebrew word, bara, made something out of nothing. The Word of God declares in Genesis 1:2, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." We believe that today. We believe that all things were made and created by God and for God. Amen. The Word of God says that the earth had no form. It was void. There was darkness. But God showed up. And when he spoke, "Let there be light," and there was light. The Word of God declares that Jesus Christ is our light today. He is the light of this world. He is the light of our heart. He's one that we depend on. He's one we look to. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He's the present help in the time of trouble. We believe this today, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. This is our faith. Like I said yesterday, our faith is under attack. But we need to stand in faith. We need to believe God against all odds, against all circumstances. When the enemy says it will not happen, we stand and say it will happen because God said it will. The Word of God declares we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We proclaim what God has spoken over our lives. John 1:3 says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Once again, we're establishing today that God is God, that Jesus Christ is Lord, one God, one Spirit, baptism. We are monotheistic. We don't believe in multiple gods. We believe in the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. We believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in him lies every answer. In him lies all power. In him lies salvation. Through the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ. Without the shedding of blood, the Word of God declares there will be no remission of sin. 2 Peter 3:5 says, for this they willingly were ignorant of that by the word of God the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. We don't know what happened between Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. Maybe we'll never know. Been a lot of conjecture. But the Word of God says in Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things of the Lord. So we establish ourselves in what he's given us, and that's his word. And by faith, we stand on his word today. He sent his word, and he healed us. John 1:10 says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. This is pointing to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the incarnate Son of an Almighty God. In Revelation 13:8, we see, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, let us make man. He told the Pharisees, he told them, he said, before Abraham was, I am, declaring he's an eternal God. He's also the eternal covenant, the covenant without end. A better covenant, the book of Hebrews points to, as we are studying in the book of Hebrews, a better way, no longer slaying farm animals, but applying the blood of Jesus Christ to our hearts and to our lives. Philippians 2:6, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Everything in the Old Testament points to Jesus Christ. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. Jesus Christ is our faith and our hope today. We lean not, the Word of God declares, upon our own understanding, but we simply believe God. We believe, as Hebrews 11:3 said, that through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do not appear. We call those things that are not as though they were. God's not done speaking. He's spoken his word, and there's commands and prophecies to be fulfilled yet. That God said, let the appointed time come to pass. But we believe, the Apostle Paul said, that which I commit unto him, he is more than able to keep until that day, where there will be a restitution of all things. When mortality will put on immortality, when corruption will put on incorruption, the Word of God says, behold, I make all things new. This is our faith today in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Look up. Look up, the Word of God declares, because your redemption draws nigh. I believe Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father and makes intercession. I believe he's coming back after a blood-bought church. I believe in all the judgments. I believe in all the seals. I believe everything that the Word of God says. Let every man be a liar. Let God be the truth. We'll continue on next time. Hebrews 11, go into verse 4. And further, if God, if time will allow. If you don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today, accept him in your heart, into your life. If you need healing in your body, call on his name. He's more than able to heal you. Believe that God has raised him from the dead. And believe he can live in your heart. And repent of your sins and turn from your wicked way. He'll touch us. He will heal us. Receive healing in your body today. In the name of Jesus. Until next time. May God bless.